This year marks 70 years since the outbreak of the Spanish Civil War. And this weekend, international volunteers who fought in the first great battle against fascism of the 20th century were honored at a reunion in Spain. Only five surviving members of the American Abraham Lincoln Brigade were able to attend. Jerome Sokolowski went to speak with them. We hear first from Mo Fishman, who's now 91 years old.
When you're 21, there's no bullet that was made for you. And here was a chance to do something about fascism. Some men were running away from bad marital or love situations. But what united all of us was that we were hated fascism.
During the Spanish Civil War, tens of thousands of young men and women came from around the world to fight against the military uprising led by General Francisco Franco. Like these German volunteers, only a few hundred are still alive. And about 30 of them came to an old battlefield in Morata de Tajuña, near Madrid, to dedicate a monument. They were known as the International Brigades, and they included around 2,800 Americans in the Abraham Lincoln and George Washington battalions.
Well, I'm just years old.
Carl Geyser is 96, to be exact. With his white beard and black beret, he looks like Hemingway might have in a wheelchair. When Geyser joined the Brigadistas, he was in his late 20s. He recalls being taken prisoner up north at San Pedro de Cardeña by Italian troops. They had been sent by Mussolini, who, like Hitler, was aiding Franco.
They had us lined up to be shot.
If you were American, you'd be shot, Geyser says. We thought it was the end. Canadian Jules Pavio fought for a time in the Lincoln Battalion. He and Geyser ended up facing the same Italian firing squad.
Miracles still happen. I mean, suddenly, whatever general came with a limousine and slowed down and saw this happening, they backed up. And his aide-de-camp called the officer of the firing squad, called him over. What are you doing? Oh, we're killing the Rojos. No. We are capturing all the internationals that we can to exchange for Italian prisoners that the government has. So we were saved.
A third of all the American Brigadistas did fall on the battlefield. And nearly everyone else was wounded.
Most of us didn't have any military training. They gave me a gun, and they gave me 100 bullets, and they sent me to fight.
At the age of 16, George Sosenko ran away from home in France to join an anarchist battalion in the Aragon region of Spain. Now he lives in Atlanta, Georgia.
My training was to have 5 shots, try to shoot at a bottle, a stone, a piece of paper. That was my training. They sent me to fight against one of the best army in the world, which was the Spanish.
And the Brigadistas are irked by the way America treated them after the war. Jack Shaffron was 19 when he went to fight. During the McCarthy era, he and his fellow comrades were tarred as leftists. He says the FBI had him fired from several jobs, and he was also denied a U.S. passport for decades. In the 90s, Spain granted Shaffron honorary citizenship. It made him feel very proud. He remembers a speech by the head of the Spanish Communist Party, a woman known as La Pasionaria.
Yeah, La Pasionaria, the speech that's been paraphrased many times in Barcelona. When we were leaving, if I remember right, she ended, "You are legend. You are part of Spain. Excuse me. You are part of Spain." I feel that way. I'm sorry, it's difficult. Emotions.
This is a very emotional reunion for these Brigadistas. For many, it's likely to be the last. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Morata de Tajuña, Spain.